It's easy right now to be loss-focused, as if everything that we're experiencing is nothing more than a series of losses. We've lost our ability to move around. We've lost our ability to go places we want to go when we want to go. We've lost our ability to sit across from our friends in a small cafe and laugh and talk. We've lost our ability to go to work. We've lost our ability to have civil discourse. We've lost our ability to work together politically to achieve important outcomes for our country. We've lost. And if I live in a loss mindset, soon I will be in despair. I want to encourage you today to move from a loss mindset to an abundance mindset. To move from a loss mindset to an abundance mindset. To think of what you still have and what you still receive. Think of the people in your life who love you. Think of the breath you just took in and released. Think of the agency you still have to move about, to work, to talk. Think of the gift of being able to get online and have a conversation with someone. Think of that gift that 100 years ago would not have existed. What is it that you still possess that you can be grateful for and realize the abundance of so many things that you have? How did someone like Nelson Mandela spend years in prison? Years in prison for something he did not do, and remain not just sane, but thriving through that time until he was brought to be the leader of his country. Well, listen to one of his quotes. Someone who understands something about the labor of pain and difficulty, he says, "May your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears." Today, move from a loss mentality to an abundance mentality. May your choices today reflect your hopes, not your fears.